The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanu. Daf Lamed. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Terechan Begar Eden Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ben Jami, Enna Refan Alor, Fatim Shur Guf, Fatim Kabam Vichin, Esomar Mar Amen, Vela Atzlachat Ben Yamin Mordechai Ben Esther, we start the Gemara today on Chafetz Amud Bet. We are starting from the Gemara, four lines at the bottom. Amar Ilfa. So Ilfa comes to explain our Mishnah. We had a machloket in our Mishnah, which is the subject of today's Gemara, between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. What was the machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? We had a machloket if the guy had two kavanot. He had kavanat chutz lezmano, and then he had chutz lemkomo. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends what comes first. If zman comes first, it's pigul and there is karet. If makom comes first, it's pasul and there's no karet. Hakamim say it doesn't matter what comes first. It's always pasul ve'embo karet, because bar min yatu machshavot. Because Rabbi Yehuda goes according to the first machshava, Hakamim say, does not matter. Whenever you have two machshavot, it doesn't make a difference, there's no karet. The question is this in one avodah, is this in two avodot? When did he have these two kavanot? So the Gemara begins, Amar Ilfa, Machloket b'shtei avodot. Oh, the Machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama is b'shtei avodot, which is in the first avodah, he had kavanot in shechita. He had kavanah for chutz lezmano. And in the second avodah, he had kavanah for chutz lemkomo. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says, you go according to the first kavanah for chutz lezmano. And that's when you say it's going to be considered pigul. Aval ba'avodah achat, but in the same avodah, meaning in shaita itself, the vrei kol, everybody's going to agree, even the biyuda eiruv machshavot tave. It's considered a combination of machshavot with chutz zmano and chutz kamo, and therefore it's not going to be pigul. Meaning in one service, even the biyuda agrees that there's no pigul. When did the biyuda say there is pigul? When it's in separate services. That's the shita of Ilfa. Rabbi Yohanan Amar, af ba'avodah achat machloket. He says, even on the same avodah, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, bottom line, you go whatever came first. If chutz lezmano came first, we pigul even in the same, even though he's got two different items working at the same time. He's got chutz lemkomo and chutz lezmano working at the same time. Doesn't matter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you always tofes the lashon rishon, and that is considered the ikar. So it's a big machloket. How to learn this machloket? Machloket Ilfa and Rabbi Yehuda. How to learn the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama? Bishta male Ilfa. Ilfa makes sense. Since the whole resha of the Mishnah is talking about two different avodot, because the whole beginning of the Mishnah is talking about, he did the first avodah b'chutz lezmano, and then he did the rest of the ones b'shtika. Or he did the first avodah b'shtika, and he did the rest of the avodot b'chutz lezmano, whatever. All the first cases of the Mishnah were talking about two different avodot. So if it makes sense to say that the Machlok Yehuda and Tanakama is also two avodot, keep the whole Mishnah consistent in two avodot. El Rabbi Yohanan, Risha b'shte avodot, Sifa b'avodah achat. You're changing the direction of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about in two separate avodot, and then at the end of the Mishnah is talking about avodah achat. Gemara says, you know what? Yes, in Risha b'shte avodot, Sifa ben b'avodah achat, ben b'shte avodot. So he says like this. It's not such a problem. The Risha is talking about two avodot, and the Sifa is talking about not only two avodot, but even two avodot, not only two avodot, even one avodah, which means the Mishnah, the Resha is two avodot. When it came to the Machlok Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, not only is it talking about two avodot, but it's talking about even one avodah. So it's not such a dohak. The end of the Mishnah is talking about both cases. And why Rabbi Yehuda will always say that what? That you go after the Lashon, you go after the Kavanah, Rishonah. Whether it's in two avodot, or therefore you go after the first Lashon. Again, according to, we have a machlok between the Bihuda and Tanakama. The Bihuda and Tanakama is what? which guy had two kavanot. Kavanah chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo. So we have a machlok. So one rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you go whatever was first. And the Tarakama says, no. It's two kavanot, it's pasul ve'en bo karet. So we have a machlok between Ilfa and Rabbi Yohanan. What's the case? So if Ilfa came along and said that what? Machlok b'shte avodot. The machlok is only talking about in two different avodot. But in the same avodah, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, since you have erbub machshavot, or you have a combination of machshavot, it's pasul ve'en bo karet. Rabbi Yohanan comes along and says, no. Even in Be'avodah Ahad, we have a machloket. That what? That Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, you go after the first Kavanah, even in one Avodah. Therefore, if your Kavanah was for Chutz Mano, Chayav Karet, and that's it. So the Gemara says, according to Ilfa, the Mishnah makes sense. Because the Resha was talking about two Kavanot, two different Avodot, I mean. So the Sefer also is talking about the machloket in two different Avodot. But according to Rabbi Yohanan, the Resha is talking about two, and the Sefer is talking about even one. Goes says, yeah, the Resha is talking about two, and the Sefer is talking about not only two, it's also talking about two, but even one, so it's adding what's possible. Not only two avodah, but even one avodah, then you have the machloket. And Gemara has a question on Ilfa again. Get Ilfa good. Ilfa says that in one avodah, everybody agrees. In one avodah, everybody agrees. If you have erbuv kavanot, chutz mano, chutz komo, it's pasul ve'en bo karet. So Gemara says, Tanan amar Rabbi Yehuda, zeh kelal. Rabbi Yehuda, when he introduced his opinion, he gave a klal. Zeh klal, im machshevet hazman. Kadmal lemachshevet hamakom pigud v'chayvim alav karet. Pesh tamal Rabbi Yohanan. According to Rabbi Yohanan, we understand haynu diktani zeh haklal. Why do you have to say zeh haklal? It's coming to teach you what? An extra point. Zeh haklal, even in one avodah, zeh haklal. Even in the same avodah, you go after the first kavanah. Ela le'ilfa, my zeh haklal. But what is the zeh haklal coming to be mosif according to ilfa? If the machlok was only in two avodot, two separate avodot, so then what do you need extra zeh haklal? Gemara says, you're right, kasha. I mean, the zeh haklal works according to the Rabbi Yohanan. This is a big hadush. That what? That even in one service, if he had split kavanot, it's going to be considered pigul and karet according to Rabbi Yehuda. But that's why it says zeh haklal, even in the case of one avodah. But according to Rabbi Yohanan, that says the machlokah is only in, according to Ilfa, that says the machlokah is only in Ilfa. My zeh haklal, what is zeh haklal coming to teach? Because he says the machlokah is only in two avodot. But in one avodah, there's no machlokah. So what's the zeh haklal? Well, that's his kashya. Tananatam, we learned in Masechet Temura. What's the case in Temura? A guy had in front of him two animals. They were sanctified for Korban. One was Korban Olah, and one was a Korban Shilamim. Two animals in front of him. Okay, he says, Harezu Temurat Olah Temurat Shilamim. He takes a third animal. He says, this animal over here is Temurat Olah Temurat Shilamim. He wants to transfer the Kiddusha of one of these animals onto this animal. But he said both. This animal is Temurat Olah Temurat Shilamim. Now what is it? Is it a temurav ola? Is it a temurav shilamim? The law is vayahu temurato kodesh. Now these animals remain ola and shilamim. The question is, what animal is this now? Is this an ola or is this the status of a shilamim? So it says hare tarakama. Hare zu temurat ola. You go according to the first lashon. Since you said temurat ola, it has the din of an ola. Therefore you have to treat it like a kabbalah, and the kiddushah of shilamim does not go on. It goes in kiddushah, hala al kiddushah. You cannot put one kiddusha on a kiddusha. Once the olah hits on it, it's considered korban olah. Devei Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Yosef, im nekach nitkaven techila, which means if the guy's kavanah originally, when he said olah and shlamin, was really he wanted two kavanot, he wanted two kiddushot to go on the item. So it says, hu'il ve'yivshal lo tishtei shemot ke'achat. And so he wants both things to happen on this animal. But you can't speak at the same time. You can't say Zachov v'shomu diburahat. You can't say Ola and Shlamim in the same lashon. So therefore, he says Devarav kayamim. So this korban over will be an Ola and a Shlamim. Now, how could you bring an Ola and a Shlamim? So therefore, he says sell it, and with the money you'll buy a small korban Ola, and with the other money you'll bring a Shlamim, because you have to deal both with it. That's the Biyosef Shita. The im she'amar harezet tumurat Ola nimlach. But if this kavanah was when he said Timurat Olam, then he changed his mind. Then Arezu Olah. Okay, then everybody agrees that it's considered Olah, because his kavanah was only for it to be Olah, then he just changed his mind. So the Gemara now is going to bring a couple of questions according to the Bimir. Again, what was the Bimir Shita? The Bimir Shita was very straight. You always go according to the first thing he said. He said that is a temurat ola, temurat shelamim. Finished. It's considered temurat ola. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ibay lehu harizu temurat ola ushlamim mahu." According to the Bimeir, what if he said the u? He said, "I want it to be temurat ola and shelamim." So in the first case, he said temurat ola, temurat shelamim. I go with the first one. But if you see clearly, he says ushlamim. Sounds like what he wants. He wants both. So maybe even the Bimeir will agree. Well, then in this case, it means both, because he said shneim keachat. Maybe he's mibode that it's not a hazara, it's not ola. Then he changes my shlamim, because he said originally temurat ola ushlamim. So could be his kavanah originally was for both. Or do you say no? You always go with the first lashon, no matter what. That's the question they ask according to the Bimeir. Another question they ask according to the Bimeir, which is if you want to come along and say that even when you say hadiz tumurat ola ushlamim, that you still want to come and tell me you go with the first lashon, I don't care. What about this case? Lahatzot, which is if he clearly said, I want to split it. I want it to be heft. Heft ola and heft shlamim mahu. Which is maybe in this case over here, he'll agree, since he said half, so he wants half the korban to be like an ola, and half to be like a yeshu. So vadai, he's not retracting, he means it should be split. What do you say? No, it doesn't matter. Bottom line, the first thing that came out of his mouth was ola. Once he says ola, the whole korban becomes ola. Keep it on half. The whole thing is mitpashit with the whole item, and therefore it's considered the ola. That's the Gemara's question. Amar Abaye. So Abaye comes along and says, well, I'll tell you the answer to that question. Behave vadai moder bi meir. For sure he agrees in that case to Rabbi Yosef. That what? The shtei kedushot go on the animal. When he says lachatzot, you say half is ola and half becomes shilamim. That's for sure. The Rava Amar, adayin hi mahloket. No. Rava says Rabbi Yehuda holds. I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir holds. Lashon rishon. Even in that case, so we have a mahloket on lachatzot. Again, you have two animals in front of you. You have the third animal over here is the polin. And he comes along and says, Arezu ola, hatsi ola, v'hatsi shlamim. So according to Abaye, hatsi, he said it beferush, hatsi, tefer. I mean, kedusha is both on both. And Rava comes along and says, no, bottom line, once you said hatsi ola, then it's ola, and now the shlamim is not hal. That's the Ma'amud Abaye and Rava and explain the case. Huh?
The first case?
Which first case?
Answering the second question?
That's the second question. First question was saying, if you want to tell me in this case that the Bimi is going to still say go after the first Lashon, what about in the case of Lahatzot? Oh, Lahatzot, already that's already a dilemma. So Abaye, Rabbah is going to ask a question to Abaye. But again, Abaye says Lahatzot, you split it. So Gemara says, "Ledidach the Amar be'ah v'day moder b'meir." But you came along and said that v'day b'meir is moder. In this case, hare shechita. Oh, what shechita? Our case in the Mishnah, shechitat kadashim. Well, let's say you have a machshava pesula. We learned in our Mishnah the way Rabbi Yohanan explained it, that if let's say you had two machshavot at the time of the shechita. For example, at the time of the Shechita, the Kavanah is going to eat a Kezayit Chutz Azmano, and he had a Kavanah also is going to eat a Kezayit Chutz Limkomo. So we say that these are two different Kavanot. These are not Soted each other. One is Chutz Azmano, one is Chutz Limkomo, and there's enough Kezetim in the Qurban that each Machshava could go on a different item, and therefore what? We said he meant both of them. He meant both of these items, and which means he meant to say as if he's saying, "Harini shokait al dat lechol hazayit chutz l'mkomo v'zayit chutz lizmano delechi lachatzot dame." It's like chatzot. It's like lachatzot. It's like splitting it. It's like half this, half that. It's the same din. Upeligi, and still you said what? That it's machloket amongst the tanaim. If what? That if you're going to say the two pesulim are going to hal, or just the first one, which means according to the Biuda, in this case over here, the Biuda said on the same service, tfor slashon lishon, go after the first item. If it was chutz zmano, it's zmano. If it's chutz limkomo, it's chutz limkomo. So therefore, and what? So, and it's about local. Said the Gemara is going to come along and say what? That no, in one item over there, it's pasul. There's no case. I remove machshavot. Oh, so what do you see over here? That according to the Bimeir in the Mishnah, even in the case of lachatzot, even in the case where you're splitting it, you don't go after, even in the case of Lachatzot, you go after Lashon, Rishon. So therefore, you just told me, Abaye, Beha Vadaimo de Rabbi Meir. You told me that, let's go back to the Mahlokan of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef. What's the Mahlokan of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef? Their Mahlokan was in the case of you have two Korbanot and you have the one Korban over here. And you want to make a Timura from this Korban to this Korban. So we said what? In a case where they said Stam, Rezu Timurat Ola Ushlamim. So Rabbi Meir said in that case over there, that what? You go after Nashon Nishon. He didn't say who? Everybody agree. Even Rabbi Meir will say it's Ola. So the question, the first one. So the question was, what about the Chatzot? Oh, the Chatzot. We mamash splitting it. Oh, we're splitting it. That's for sure. Even Rabbi Meir will agree. Abaye said that it's both. So he says, who told you? Who told you it's both? I said, who told you? I'll show you a case which is similar to Lachatzot. Our Mishnah said what? A guy has a Korban. He's making the Shechita. Right? He says, one Kezayet Hutzim Komo, one Kezayet Hutz Lizmano. And we don't say it's both. According to the Bimi'id in our Mishnah, according to the Bi'yuda in our Mishnah, we said, go after the Lashon Mishon. So therefore, we'll say over here as well. Why are you telling me you don't go after the Lashon Lishon in the case of the Hatzot? I'll show you a case of the Mishnah which is considered the Hatzot, and you still go after the Lashon Lishon. Why is that? So what? That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. Because it's not the same kizai. It's like half of this and half of that. Half the animal is Ola and half the animal is Shlamim. It's exactly like the case of one kizai Tchutzim Komo, one kizai Tchutzim Mano. And still what are you saying in the Mishnah? Tfos Lashon Lishon. Go with Lashon Nishon. If it's Zmano, it's Karet. If it's Mekomo, it's not. What do you mean? Say half, it's both, and therefore both is nothing. Both is Pasul, not Karet. Okay, what I say is there's a difference. But what's the difference? The difference is like this. Amar le, misa bart en al shechita el basof. What do you think over here? You think that the service of shechita is only at the end? Which means the shechita takes a long time. You slaughter, you cut. What is the mitzvah of the shechita? So some say it's at the end. Once you cut the kanen de veshet, that's what the shaita. So you think that's what we hold? That the shaita is lebasov? Yeshna l'shaita mitchila ve'adsov. The shaita is done from the beginning until the end. Which means the mitzvah, the shaita is from the beginning all the way to the end. And therefore what? The whole thing is considered service. Not just the last second. The whole thing is considered service. Not just the last second. U'mishnatenu. The Amar Siman Rishon Chutz Mano Siman Sheni Chutzim Komo, which means the guy over here, it's two different things. The first Siman, the Kane, I'm doing it Chutz Mano to eat, I'm not to eat it. And the second Siman, I'm doing it Chutz Lizmano. So in that case, that's why he came along and said in the Mishnah that you go after the first item. Because the two machshavot that he thought during the time of the Shita are like two totally different deburim. It's not considered lachatzot. Which means, yesh tomah, shelak mechgon zeh amar Rabbi Yehuda, shkumana se pigud meshata machshavah rishona. Because over there, it's two separate machshavot and in one service. It's machshavah on the first, the first siman, his kavana is chutz lizmano. And then that's it, chutz lizmano hits already. I don't care what you did in the second half. Already your machshava, it's like two separate items. So once you did chutz lezmano, it's chutz lezmano. Then you can be chayav karet. Or you did chutz lekomo first, fine, it's two separate. However, in the case of lachatzot, aber ilu chashav et shtim asub ke'ahat besof ha-shechita. But let's say the guy had kavana at the end of the shechita for both. Oh, end of the shechita, in one machshava, at the end of the shechita, it's not going to be good. Then it's all going to be considered arbub. Which means, when it's in two different stages of the Shechita, so then we're going to say that what is considered a separate item, and then we're going to be Hayav, the first item. It's Zmano or Mekomo. I'll tell you again. Ki Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shegam Machshava, Sheadam Choshev Machatzit Avoda, even a Machshava that you have in Machatzit Avoda, Af Im Lo Cheshev Kem Bechuda, you know, you're not discovering the whole Avoda, He Machshava Mo'il Lefsot HaKorban. Therefore, Nimsa, ששתי המחשבות שחישב בשעת שחיטה, אוקיי, יתו מחשבות בשעת השחיטה, הן כמו שני דיבורים חלוקים. It's like two different sayings. Ve'en zet omer lemekresh shel lachatzot. Ve'yesh lomar she'rak mechgon zeh amar Rabbi Yehuda she'korban na'aseh pigul b'sha'at ha'machshava rishona. Aval inu hishev et shtei ha'machshavot ke'achat. If let's say you had the two machshavot simultaneously, b'sof ha'shechita, at the end of the shechita, achen emod shtei machalot, v'yesh gam eilu machshavei korban pigul. Which is, we, in the case of lachatzot, over there in the korban of Temura, you're putting it together at the same time on the korban. But Sheikin here, he's having one machshava at the first cutting and a second machshava at the second cutting. Which is, the shaita is the mitzvah is throughout. It's not that the shaita hits after you cut the second siman. The shaita is all the whole way through. So therefore, he has kavanah here. So since this machshava stands alone, because this machshava is on the first siman, and this machshava doesn't come until later. It's not considered a machshavot over here. Because you did it on the first siman, you did it on the second siman. Therefore you go to Lashon Nishon. Mashiach, when you take the animal and say Lachatzot, which means half is on this and half is on that, that's all together. It's coming at the same time. Therefore could be the Bibu, that will agree. That's a Rebu Machshavot over there. So you have no Ra'ayah, just because we say in the Mishnah that the Bibu that holds by Shechita, you're able to go after Lashon Nishon, then maybe by Lachatzot, it's different. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Hare Kemitzah. What's Kemitzah? You have a korban mincha that you make a kemitza, and let's say you had a machshava pesula, which means, for example, at the time of the kemitza, your kavanah was to eat the kemitza tomorrow, or to put the kemitza chutz l'mkomo, whatever it is. So these two machshavot are not soter each other, because you could do both, because you have enough flour to eat. You have two kizitim in the mincha, so I could put one kizayit as chutz l'mkomo, one kizayit as chutz. There's enough for it to split it on each one. And over there, we have to say he taught it at the same time. There's no kind of vision. You could say on the one item he did it on this, and one item he did it on that. The kibitzah is all happening at the same time. And what? It's like chatzot. It's like splitting it up. And what's the deen? Upirigi. And in the Mishnah Menachot, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, you go after the first machshava. Again, the guy does kibitzah. Kemitzah is one action. There's no, you can't split the kemitzah up. The first siman and the second siman. But the guy's coming out. The thing. Kezayit chutz l'zmano, kezayit chutz l'mkomo. And what does the Bibu Da say in the Mishnah Menachot? You go after chutz l'zmano, and this was considered pigul, and you're going to be chayav karet. We miss, but it's like lachatzot. It's like splitting it up. And you told me, Abaye, when you're splitting it up, everybody agrees, it's all considered, and remove machshavot. It's all considered together, therefore it's nothing. You see, not like that. Well, you did it all, you put it all together in one shot, and still the Biudah says in the Mishnah, you go after the first Ashon. Because, Hatam Name, now over there also I can answer you up. How could you answer me up? Shektir komets mincha chutz lezmano, komets lebona chutz lemkomo. Which means, in the case of the mincha, he had two machshavot at two separate times. Sheiktir komets u'mincha chutz lezmano. You had kavanah that you're going to bring the komets of the mincha. That's the whatever you make the kibitzah from. Chutz lezmano. Komets levona, but I guess you have to take a komets of the levona also. Levona is the frankincense that's in the mincha. That you had kavanah chutz lemkomo, which means even though the two kematzim are there in the you have a comments of what do you call it, the mincha, and you have a comments of the bona. So Rabbi Yehuda shemachshevet pigul tofeset gam be'ehad mehem, which means you could have a kavanah of pigul on one of the two items. You don't have to have kavanah on the whole mincha. There's two parts of the mincha. There's the mincha. There's the what do you call it? There's the solat and there's the bona. It's like two different items, which means just like we said, this kaneh and veshet by the shaita, there's the komets and there's the levona. So therefore, he had kavanah for the komets. I'm doing it chutz lezmano, and for the levona, I'm doing it chutz lezkomo. That's why I like splitting it. That's like splitting the item up, and therefore it's considered two different kavanah. Therefore, the first kavanah is going to hit. The second kavanah won't hit. First lashon ishon. It's not considered ervuv. It's not considered on one item. I can split the mincha into komets and levona. Ve'en zeh domeh lemekres shel lachatzot, anu sheyesh la'amid machloket biyachas la'avodah ktana davka velo bekmitza. ויש מה שנק בחגון זה אמר בידו שתפשינה של נישון. Again, הקטיר קומץ מנחה חוץ זמנו and קומץ לבונה חוץ למקומו. In the Haktarah. Exactly. Not at the time of the, what do you call it, of the Kemitzah. Because the Kemitzah you're doing all together. Kemitzah, it's all one. But the Kavanah was that what? That at the time of the Haktarah,
I'm going to put what do you call it? One the mincha chutz zmano and the levona chutz limkomo. So then at that point over there, the hakara is separate. I can put this over there, put that over there. Then if we go after the shul and the shul. So again, kegon the kishik she. He says that gam sham minachot meduah bevekris she hishev et shteya machshavot bezmanim shonim. For example, shiktir komets at the time of the komets when he was bringing the hektara of the komets, it was chutz mano, and at the time of hektara of the lebona, it was chutz lim komo. Which means over there we could say it's two different times. You don't bring the araya to one case. La hatzot is all one case, not separate. So in that case, he says you go after the first lashon. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Hare komets the minchat choteh? That's your question then. You have a comments of a guy that committed a hit, let's say. Okay, there's no levona in that korban. So you're stuck now. It's all just flour. Upeligi. And still over there, it's machloket. Which means, if the guy, let's say, at kavana, half haktara lizmano, husmazmano, and then half husufa, it's still the view that you go after the first kavana. What do you mean first kavana? There's enough in the korban to split one kazayit for here, one kazayit there. And still says you go after the first tashon. So why by lahatzot? You tell me, no, the hatzot, it's all together, and therefore nothing is, therefore, you're putting it together, and therefore it cannot be held together, therefore it's considered a pasul. Jeez. According to what you're trying to ask, according to Abaye came along to say that the hatzot, what you're saying, half will be for this, and half will be for that, then everybody agrees that it's both. Because why? Because you can split it. Half for Ola, half for Shlim. Everybody agrees. Why? Why does everybody agree? I'll show you a case in the Mishnah where it's like half, and still you go after the first thing that came out of his mouth. What's the case? Minhat choteh. Minhat choteh is no levona. All there is flour. And what's the deen? The guy takes the mincha, kavana kezayit lehaktir chutz zmano, and the kezayit lehaktir chutz limkomo. What does the Buddha say? Whatever the first kavana is, that's what it is. So you go after the first. You don't say, since both can happen, you put both in there. You don't put both in there. You only go after the first, even though it's similar to lahatzot. Gemara says, what do you mean? They don't argue. No peligi. You told me to argue in that case? They're not arguing in that case. Which means, Tanakh and Rida do not argue in that case, that in the case of minhat choteh, where you don't split it up, where there's no levonah, there's no, it's just all one item, everybody will agree. That in the chenameh, if you have two kavanot, since both of them can go on the item, in the chenameh it becomes like both items. And therefore there's no karet in that case, because since you have two machshavot in the same item. Similarly, by the case of Timura, I could say, half for ola, half for shlamim, it could work. Half for it, because there's enough for shola, there's enough for shlamim, it'll hit. And therefore it's chatzi ola, chatzi shlamim. If you thought there was machloket on minchat choteh, there's no machloket on minchat choteh. In a case where it's all just minchah without levona, and you said one kazai for this, one kazai for that, both of them go on it. And since both of them go on it, in the case of pigul, it's two machshavot. Two machshavot will be pasul, but it won't be karet. Another answer, Amar Rav Asher, im tirsid lomar peligi. And if you want, even if you want to say they're arguing in the case of the mincha, peligi bifsiot. Oh, which means the machloket over there was talking about where the kohen had two machshavot when he was walking the komets to the mizbeach. Now, walking the komets is like holacha. That's one of the avodot. So the issue is like this. One, the first step that he took, his kavanah was what? Chutz mano. And the second step that he took was chutz limkomo. Now, since it's one after the other, so that's considered two different items. You could split each step up. And therefore, then the Biyuda says, you go after the first man. Which is, when we said that by mincha, that you go after the first machshava, it was talking about a stage of the mincha where you could split them up. The first step was chutz limkomo, second step was chutz zmano. Since the steps are separate from each other, whatever's first goes first. You could separate the step. Mashiach, in the case of Timura, it's all together. So therefore, who says you go after the first item? So I'll tell you, the only time you go after the first item is when it's two separate items. The first step is not connected to the second step. It's two different items. So give us the third answer. Nafshimi barashi mati kida abaye. Okay, the ma'ase. Nafshimi barashi matne. He learned according to the abaye that Rabbi Meir will be modeh in the case of Lachatzot, that Lachatzot, both of them go on. Rav Hunan bar Natan matni k'drava, and Rav Hunan bar Natan learned like Rava that says what? That when you do Lachatzot, it all goes, you still tofes Lashon Rishon, which is comes out, we have a machloket between Abay, we know this machloket, Abay and Abba. Let's get the machloket just clearly, because the proofs are understood. Correct, correct. Which means, bottom line like this, you have a case. I have a Qurban Ola and Shulamim. I have a Cholin over here. The guy says, I want to make Timura, half Ola, half Shulamim. Machloket. According to Abaye, once he says half and half, there's room for half and half. You sing it at the same time, and half will go here, half will go there. Rava says, no, Rabbi Meir holds always you go with Lashon Rishon. Since bottom line he said half Ola, sorry, it's Ola, you're stuck. So the Gemara was just trying to bring questions where according to Abaye that says when it's half, both of them go in, to show me cases where we thought it's similar to half, and we see Shitada still says you go after Lashon Rishon. So the Gemara just said all those cases are not similar to half. All those cases are considered separate cases, not all one case where you're putting it at the same time. If we have no Ra'aya, basically we have the Mahlokah of Avayi and Rabbah comes and goes. At the end we brought one proof over there. We brought a proof. No, what we tried by the Kemitzah, yeah, but then we knocked it out. We said, what about the Chatchoteh? Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, so now, the Bimi'ir said, again, let's get the case over here. Temura Ola Ushlamim. Okay, so we said, even if he said Temura Ola Ushlamim, he said, we said, you go according to the first Lashon, which is Ola, we thought to say that, Ola, and the whole thing becomes a Korban Ola. Now, or maybe since he said two things, Timurat Ola Timurat Shlamim, by saying the word Timurat twice, could be that shows he wanted really both. Because over there, he didn't say Timurat Ola Ushlamim. He said Timurat Ola Timurat Shlamim. By saying the word Timurat twice, that already is indication. Could be he really wanted them both to hal. Or do you say no? According to the Mimir, I don't care if you said the word Timurat 10 times. Bottom line, the first word that comes out of your mouth, that's what it is. That was the safek that we had. Okay? So Gemara says like this, Ki Atar Avdimi, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, Rabbi Meir that argued in Rabbi Yosef, in the Mishnah Timura. That's the case again. It says, Timurat Ola, Timurat Shelamim, and Rabbi Meir still says what? You go after Lashon, Lishon, Bishitat Rabbi Yehuda Amara. He's following the Biyudah of Mishnah, the Amat, first Lashon Rishon. Good, that makes sense. Meaning just like in our Mishnah, we said according to Biyudah, you go after Lashon Rishon. What was the case of our Mishnah? We said you go after Lashon Rishon. The guy had the Machshava of Zman and Makom. So he said, doesn't matter, you go after the first thing that he thought. Similarly over here, the guy said, Temurat Ola, Temurat Shlamim. Don't think it's two separate things. Once the first word comes out of his mouth, it's Lashon Rishon, if you go after that. The Tana Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Klal, HaMishnah, Im Machshevet HaZman Kadma, Et Machshevet HaMakom, if the Zman came first, Pigul Machayim Alav, Karet. So you see what? You go after what's first. Amar Abaye, what are you talking about? Veha, Amar Abba Bar Bar Hana, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Ki Mage'at Dehu, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, Behadeh, Adeh, which means, if you're going to try to make the Bimi'ir and the Biyoseh, we can say that they're very close. Lo Peligi. They're really not arguing, which means both of them are holding that you go after Lashon Rishon. Which means the Bimi'ir is not holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, now, what is this talking about? Which means when they went to Rabbi Bar Hana said, when you get to that machloket, in Timura, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef, they're not arguing. What do you mean they're not arguing? They clearly are arguing. The Mishnah Timura clearly said, the guy says, Harezu Timurat Ola Ushlamim. One rabbi said, you go after Lashon Rishon. And one rabbi said, it's a combination. Rabbi Yohanan says, when you get to that Mishnah, there's no argument over there. What do you mean there's no argument over there? Everybody's saying the same thing, they're not saying the same thing. So give what I asked. Velo Pedigi, Vavif like Pedigi. What do you mean there's no arguing over there? Of course they're arguing over there. We learned clearly when a guy says Timurat Ola, Tumurat Shulamim, then according to Rabbi Meir, it's Tumurat Ola. And according to Rabbi Yosef, both of them go on it. So of course they're arguing over there. And therefore Rabbi Meir is the Shita that says Lashon Lishon, and that's, we'll say, is our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. And the other rabbi, no. What do you mean they're not arguing? Amar le peligi b'may de peligi. They're arguing on what they're arguing on. They're lo peligi b'may de lo peligi. But they're not arguing on what they're not arguing on. What does that mean? Which means like this. They're only arguing in the case of the Mishnah. What's the case of the Mishnah? Timurat Ola Ushlamim. When you say Timurat Ola Ushlamim, we only say the word Timurat once. There we're going to come along and say that Rabbi Meir says he changed his mind. That he meant already Timurat Ola, and then Ola Ushlamim. Too late. Once you said Timurat Ola, Lashon Lishon Ikar. But who told you that the Rabbi Meir is going to hold in a case where he said Timurat twice, that also you have to Lashon Lishon? You only have, Rabbi Yehuda says, you only know what they're arguing in the cases they said. Don't apply it to another case. You know, where was the argument? Timurat Ola Ushlamim. In that case, Rabbi Meir says, listen, he meant Timurat Ola. Must be, what did he say, Shlamim? That must be, he changed his mind. Too late, you can't change your mind. When you change your mind, if the Ola hits, Lashon Lishon Ikar. But if you say Timurat Ola, Timurat Shlamim, must be he meant both of them from the beginning. Can be. Where they're arguing on Timurat Ola Ushlamim. Right? They're arguing on Timurat Ola Ushlamim. Say, read. No. Amale Peligi Mimadi Peligi. Was that the case of the Mishnah? Timurat Ola Tola Shlamim? Okay, all right, I can continue. Velo Peligi Mimadi Lo Peligi. But they did not argue in the case Timurat Ola Timurat Shlamim. No. Which means, the point is like this. The point is like, okay, we'll get through the semantics of what that means in a second, like you're saying. The point is like this. You wanted to say that Rabbi Meir of the Mishnah Timura is Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah of Zevachim. That what? Our Mishnah said, whatever the first Kavanah is, that's what you go after. Oh, who's that? That's Rabbi Meir. Lashon Ikar. That's what you say that. Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Yehuda. So when they told the Rabbi, I said, no. Oh, you give the Raya. Don't put Rabbi Meir like Rabbi Yehuda, because he said there's no machloket in that Mishnah Timura. There's no machloket in that Mishnah Timura. To clear there's a machloket. One rabbi says, you go after Lashon Lishon, one rabbi says, both of them are chav. Says, no, you misunderstood me. When I said there's no machloket in that Mishnah, I meant, whatever they're arguing on, whatever that case is, that's what the argument is on. Now, where's the argument? So he says, Amale, Peligi Bimai de Peligi, which means, in the case of what? Timurat Ola Timurat Shilamin. That's fine. It's not ooh. It's not ooh. When he says Timurat Ola Timurat Shilamin, the point is he changed his mind. First he says Timurat Ola Timurat Shilamin. Then the Rabbi Meir says go after the first Lashon, because the second Lashon he doesn't hit. However, Velo Peligi Ma Delo Peligi, which means, but in the case where he says Timurat Ola Ushlam Timurat Ola, then the second one Utimurat Shilamin, where he does, they don't know if there's a Mahalok in that case. There could be where his covenant, maybe coming up with both. We only see the Bimi is just supposed to suddenly shown where he said it. And then, now go back to Al-Mishnah, where he says, Kizayit Chuslas Mano and Chuslam Komo, could be it's both. Could be it's both. You have no Raya after the first one, because it could be both. So you have no Raya to say, the Bimi is going to be Meir. No. Only the case we you know there's a retraction. That's when the Bimi is just going after the first Lashon. But when both can hit, you could say, they both can go, this is on this because that's on that because that. It's not a retraction, it's just two different items. You have no raya. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim. Hecha de amar. Okay, he's going to say it beferush now. Hecha de amar. Everybody agrees with the guy said like this. Tahul zu ve'achar kach tahul zu. Clearly. Where the guy said, first I want it to be Timurat Ola, and then I want it to be Timurat Shilamim, Devra Kol Lo Haila. That everybody agrees there's no Shilamim in that case. Because he said clearly, first I want it to be Ola, then Shilamim. Once it's Ola, it's Ola, it's finished. The Ola goes in the whole animal. You can't stop the Ola from hitting. Okay, good. Continue. Lo Tahulzu, Ela Imken Halazu. I don't want the Ola to go on the Timura unless the Shilamim also is going to go, which is basically what is he saying? He wants both. Then already, Devrei Hakol Haila. Even Rabbi Meir. They say he wants both. Everybody's going to say it's going to go. And then what do you do in that case, if it's both? Let the animal become blemished, sell it, and with the money, buy a small korban olah and buy a shilamim. כי פליגי, איזה מחלוקת? דאמר, תמורת עולה, תמורת של עמים.
So what's the מחלוקת over here?
רבי מאיר סבר, מדאבה ללממר, תמורת עולה ושלמים.
If he meant both, he should have said, ooh, and.
ואמר, תמורת עולה, תמורת שלמים, שמע מנם מהדר כהדר בה.
Must be retracted. He started off, תמורת עולה.
Oh, תמורת שלמים.
Too late. Once you said, תמורת עולה, it's עולה. Too late.
ורבי יוסף, what does רבי יוסף say? אי אמר, תמורת עולה ושלמים,
What's the Rabbi Meir's claim? If he really meant both, he should have said Temurat Ola Ushlamim. He should have said both. And from the fact that he didn't say both, must be he's retracting. There's no raya.
I amar Temurat Ola Ushlamim. Hava mina palga Temurat Ola u palga Temurat Shlamim.
Which means, if he would have said like that, could be interpreted half half.
Lehachi amar Temurat Ola Temurat Shlamim. Dechula Ola vechula Shlamim havia.
Whoa, how's that going to happen?
That he wants to say what? The Behema is all Kadosh as an Ola, and all Kadosh as a Shlamim. Which means, he thought that you could bring them both together. Because this guy wanted to do something that you can't do.
He said, he didn't want to say Tumurat Ola Ushlamim. Because in his brain he's thinking, if he says Tumurat Ola Ushlamim, it's 50-50. I don't want 50-50. I want the Korban to be 100% Ola, and 100% Shlamim, and he wants to bring them with both.
That's why he said this lashon over here. Ma'akin imamah shemutan tekevet shetalo shtey kedushot kahat tevelav kayamin v'yamtiru ha-shipol b'mum v'temkir hachad olam hachad olam.
Right, then in that case that's why you have to split and buy one korban olah and one korban shlamim. So therefore, according to this opinion over here, let's just review what's being said. The Gemara is being said over here exactly. Where they're arguing, they argue. Where they're not arguing, they're not arguing. That means you wanted to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda v'Mishnah said you went to the first Lashon. Ah, I found a partner. Who's his partner? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir? No. You only see Rabbi Meir said his deen in the case where the guy said that is a Temurah Ola Temurah Shlamim. Then you go to Lashon Lishon. But when you said both, Temurah Ola Ushlamim, everybody agrees that what? It's both. Everybody agrees it's both. And that's it. And then that's the Raya v'Mishnah. So Mishnah is talking about both.
The Gemara says...
Oh, so again, so what happened? The first rabbi came along and said that I want to put Rabbi Meir with Rabbi Yehuda. The other rabbi came along and said, what are you talking about? They're not arguing in that case.
So he comes along and says, Amar lehu amar lo peligi, v'an amar peligi.
You say they're not arguing in that case. I say they are arguing in that case. You said in the case where they said, Temurat ola ushlamim, they're not arguing. Therefore he said, what are you putting them together?
I say they are arguing in that case also.
I hold that the Bibir always holds you go after Lashon Rishon. So if I say that he always goes after Lashon Rishon, I can't connect him to the case of Amishnah, where the guy said, when he got a Machshava, Chutz Zmano, Chutz Mekomo. Yeah, it's two Machshavot. Go after the first Machshava.
Just because you learned they're not arguing in that case,
or whatever, Rabbi Hanan said they're not arguing in that case, I said, oh, I'll argue in that case. You can bring me a question.
Okay, Gemara comes along and says one more point. Good. Amar Ola. ותימר בושעיה אפשר ידעין חברין בבלאה או בבלאה maybe the צדיקים לחכמים לאמוראים in בבל they know the proper text of our Mishnah. Well, what's the question? כזית כזית תנן או כזית וכזית תנן. Okay, what's the case of the Mishnah?
The guy at a Kavanah wants to eat a kezayit tomorrow and a kezayit chutzlim ko mo.
Two different things. So the question is it kezayit, kezayit without a vav? And therefore, what came first over here? He said kezayit lemachar and kezayit bachut. So we say pasul ve'em bokaret.
Right? Because we hold what? According to Tanakama, let's say. Tanakama says, once you have a double machshava, there's no karet. Tanakama doesn't care what goes first. Tanakama holds, bottom line, you have two machshavot on the item, it takes it out of karet. But what's the case? Is it kizayit, kizayit, or kizayit, uchzayit? Which means, as he say, kizayit lemahar, uchizayit, is it the vav? What's the sefek?
Kizayit, kizayit, nan. That maybe it's just kezayit, kezayit. Maybe in that case, we didn't connect the items. That's when the Biyuda says, If both of them were in the same service, you go after the Lashon Nishon.
What Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you go after the Lashon Nishon. So if I say it like this, Kezayit, Kezayit. So I'm in the Shechita, let's say I'm in one Avodah, whatever it is. So if I say Kezayit, and then Kezayit, so then I'm going to go after the first Lashon. And whatever my first Lashon was, or my first Machshava was, if it was Mekomo, there's no karet. If it was Zimano, it'll be karet. However, Abal, but if you said Kezayit Uchzayit, if you put the Vav over there, so therefore what? He wants both Machshavot to hit at the same time. It's not separate. And therefore there's no Lashon Sheni. Kezayit Uchzayit is together. And therefore, everybody, even if you ask, you don't go after Lashon Nishon, because you said Kezayit Uchzayit, it's all together at the same time. Odilma, Kezayit Uchzayit Tenan, even Kezayit Uchzayit, the Rabbi Yehuda, even in that case over here, Prata Have, we look at each one separate, because Sheken Kezayit Kezayit, and all the most when he doesn't put the Vav. Which means, how far did the Rabbi Yehuda go and say Lashon Nishon? When he said Kezayit Kezayit, for sure. Kezayit Kezayit, separate things. It's Lashon Nishon. But the hadush is that maybe even when he said, even in a case where he said, Kezayit Uchzayit, in that case, he wants both of them to have the same time. You can't say this one before this one. You want it to be on two Kezayits. You can't say it at the same time, so therefore, maybe there's no Lashon Nishon in that case. Or do you say, no, even in that case, when he said, Kezayit Uchzayit, whatever came out of his mind first, that's the Kavanah. So he says, Tashema. So he says, I'll bring you a Ra'ayah. That what? It's Kezayit u Kezayit. It's with a Vav. And even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says you go with the first Kavanah. Why? Deba'a mine Levi mirabi. Levi asked the question from Rabbi. Heshev de'echol Kezayit lemahar bahutz mahu. Simple question. He told me, there's a guy thought on a Kezayit, on one Kezayit, le'echol Kezayit lemahar bahutz. Two machshavot on one Kezayit. Lemahar, that's chutz l'zmano, and bahutz. So what's the deal of imahu? According to Rabbi Yehuda, which means it. So you have one kezayit. He put two kavanot on one kezayit. What do you go? You have to the first machshava, the second machshava, both. Amale zu she'ela. This is a question. And you know what the answer is? Eruv machshavot aveh. Since you put both machshavot in the same kezayit, it's Eruv Machshavot, you got two Machshavot coming together, there's no first or second, therefore it's Pasu without a Karet. Amal l'fanav Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. So Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, he said like this, what did you praise him? What kind of question? Because he told, oh, Zu She'ela. That's a great question. So Rabbi Shimon says, what are you praising him for? Telling him it's a good question. Lo Mishnatenu hi? I understand you. Can't you learn it from the Befilush Mishnah? Why wouldn't it say, Le'chol Kezayit Bechutz, Kezayit Demachar, Kezayit Demachar, Kezayit Bechutz, Kachatzi Zayit Bechutz, Kachatzi Zayit Demachar, Kachatzi Zayit Demachar, Kachatzi Zayit Demachar, Pasul, Ve'en Bo, Karet. These are all the cases in the Mishnah. Kezayit this way, Kezayit that way. All those cases, Embo Karet. Ha'idach, which means, but if let's say you had the two machshavot on one kezayit, which is not the case of our Mishnah, all our cases of the Mishnah was one kezayit in this and one kezayit in that. If a kezayit in this, if a kezayit in that. All those cases we said, no karet. But Mashwa, in the case of Levi, that he asked the question was what? In one kezayit, when you're putting both machshavot, eruv machshavot, aveh, and therefore they're not going to be pigul. Which means, I know, Otoa Mekresh Shal Alav Levi, Im Hashem Echtem Machshavot Kezayit Ad Moder Biyuda. Is the Biyuda only said what? You go after Machshava Rishona, in the case of the Mishnah. Kezayit this, Kezayit that, Kezayit this one first, Kezayit that. Two Kezetot always. Chatzi this, Chatzi that. He always went on two different Kezayits, two different items. Mashe'en Ken, when it's on the same Kezayit, the Biyuda will agree. And therefore there's Eruv Machshavot, therefore there's no karet. Levi came and asked the question, Rabbi, on the same Kezayit there are two Machshavot. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the deen? He says, you know what I'm going to tell you? To answer your question, you made double Machshavah on one item, you don't go after the first. You go with both of them together, therefore there's no karet. So the Mishnah says, Daddy, what are you praising him for? It's the Befirush Mishnah, it's obvious. Amishnah only said Rabbi Yehuda holds his deen in what? In two different kezayits.
Kezayit chosim kamo, kezayit chosim zmano, or whatever came first. But in the case we saw on the same item, even if we were there, Amar le, so Rabbi tells his son Rabbi Shimon, Hu sha'al bi devar chokhma, ve'at amart mishnatenu, which means he said a good question. And you come back and say, it's the Mishnah. It says like this, Lididag de'at nitach tarte, which means, according to you, you learned the Mishnah with kizayit lemahar, kizayit bachutz. Or the case, which means you learned the Mishnah, he's saying like this, the son's telling the father's telling the son. Based on the way you learned the Mishnah, that's why you didn't think it was a good question. You learned the Mishnah betarte. Tarte means you learned the Mishnah is going on both cases. Kezayit, kezayit. And kezayit, uchezayit. You learned it even with the vav. And therefore, lo kashelach. Therefore, you did not have a question. Because you're midayek on these two cases that the Hakamim and the Biuda argued. But on the same kizayit, you're going to tell me that what? There's no argument. Lidide, but according to him, the rabbi asked the question, Levi. Delo atnite elahada. Levi learned in the Mishnah, kizayit, kizayit. He learned kizayit this way, kizayit that way. Bishamainu lirabbanan vikagar setarte. Now, Levi heard that the rabbis, they learned that the machloket is in both cases, like you learned. And if we had a sefik, what's the proper girsa in the Mishnah? Which means, we know how you learned the Mishnah. You learned the Mishnah, there's two girsaot. It's kezayit, kezayit, and kezayit, kezayit. So, forget about you. But Levi, he heard both girsaot. He heard one girsa, kezayit, kezayit, and then he heard another girsa, kezayit, kezayit. So he had a sefik, he didn't know what the proper text in the Mishnah was, that's why he came to ask the question. Now, how did he come to ask the question? V'savar, didi dafka, is my text the way that I heard, meaning kezayit, kezayit, is that the real way? V'didu, but if you would say kezayit, kezayit, eruv machshavot ave, or dilma, didu dafka, that their girsa is the proper girsa, that they argued even with kezayit u kezayit, udidi sheyure sheyidli, and my case over there is obvious, because if they're arguing in kezayit u kezayit, then certainly kezayit kezayit, umid sheyidli lididi ha, which means just like umid sheyidli lididi ha, that what when Rabbi told us the Mishnah, he didn't tell us the case of kezayit ukezayit. Sheyil lehul lididu nami beach. So also he left out this case of the same kezayit, which means like this. The father Rabbi tells his son Rabbi Shimon. He said, "What are you doing?" He asked a good question. Rabbi's question really was based on what? What's the right girsa in the Mishnah? That's really his question. Because he heard two girsaot out there. He wants to know whose girsa is the main girsa. What's the two girsaot out there? Rabbi Yehuda actually wants to know the first lashon. That would be clear. In which case? Could be in the case of kezayit, kezayit. Okay, kezayit, zayit, because that's two separate things. Then you have lashon lishon. But if he says it together, kezayit, ukezayit, could be it's erbuv lashon. He's putting it together, put together, not separate. Therefore, no pigul. Or maybe even kezayit u kezayit. That was a safek. He didn't know who's got the right kisa. So it comes like this. I'm reading again. V'shamainu l'rabbanan dekagar se tarte. He heard the rabbis have two kisaot. That the case is not only kezayit kezayit, but kezayit even u kezayit. V'savar didi dafka. So he thought that maybe his kisa, the way he learned from Rabbi, because he learned from Rabbi, that what? That kizayit is kizayit, that's the main girsa. Vididu, and that what it said over there, kizayit, that's a taut. Because that's ayub machshavot aveh. And the Rebbe Yehuda would agree. Or dilma didu dafka. Maybe no, dafka, their girsa is correct. That they argued even in both cases. Ul didi sheyure sheyidli. Which means, when the Rebbe taught me the Mishnah, he only told me one case. He told me Kezayit, Kezayit. But who adin Kezayit, u Kezayit? He left out a case. So therefore, so just like he left me out the case of u, shayilu lididu name beach. So therefore, he also left out. כך ישמית מלשונות לחברי שרבי יהודה וכי בני חולגה מקשר של כזית פחות סובר זית which means just I'm saying to you one more time beautiful the way he asked it and he's listening I don't know what the right gersa is all I know is when Rabbi taught me the Mishnah he told me כזית 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 but I heard there's another gersa out there so maybe I'm thinking that Rabbi only told me part of the Mishnah. He didn't tell me all the cases. He only told me Kezayit, Kezayit is Machloket, but could be he left out Kezayit, Ukezayit. Then he said, once he left me out that, could be he left me out the case also of one Kezayit. That could be the Biyudah will argue even in the same Kezayit, where he says two Kabanot, then maybe also you go after Lashon, which means, once he left me out information on the U, could be he left me out information even on one Kezayit. So the Gemara says, Veha atniya. The Gemara says like this: which case did Rabbi teach Levi that Levi had a safek? Idima kezayit u kezayit atniya. If he taught him the Mishnah kezayit u kezayit, ha lav shiurahu. That's not a shiura, because if in the u there's a machloket, so certainly in kezayit and kezayit it's a machloket. Ela kezayit kezayit atniya. Ela he must have told them kezayit kezayit, and therefore he left out the u, and therefore he had a suffix. Since just like he left me out the gesav u, could be he left me out the case of one kezayit in totality. So what do you see from here? You see from this whole question of Rabbi to Rabbi Shimon and back and forth that the Gersa that Rabbi taught his students was Kezayit Kezayit. The question was, did he leave out another Gersa? But the Gersa that was there was Kezayit Kezayit. Od pa'am na outside. Which means, Rabbi asked the question. Rabbi's question was, oh, what about one Kezayit? One Kezayit Machshava. So the Gemara says, one Kezayit Machshava. So the rabbi told him, oh, what a great question. You know what? And one kezayit, erbu machshavot, it's all in one item. Two kavanot in one item, no pigul, no karet. So the rabbi went to his father and said, to Daddy, what are you telling him it's such a good question for? It's a beferush mishnah. The mishnah only discussed two separate kezayitim, but the one kezayit is, there's not a she'ila. Everybody knows erbu machshavot. So he says, no, you missed this question. He had a question, a deeper question. His question was, what's the Gersa of the Mishnah? He learned from Rabbi, when Rabbi taught him the Mishnah, Rabbi taught him Kezayit, Kezayit. He just thought that maybe Rabbi was only teaching him one Gersa, maybe there's another Gersa out that Rabbi left out. That's not only Kezayit, Kezayit, and Machloket, but even Kezayit, U Kezayit is a Machloket. Oh, and once Rabbi left out that case, could be left out the case of even one Kezayit itself. And therefore he had a question, what's the right Gersa in the Mishnah? Because if it's Kezayit, 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 U Kezayit, that's it. But since he learned from Rabbi only one Gersa, maybe Rabbi left out the other Gersa to him, and just like he left out the Gersa, he left out the case of one Kezayit itself. Oh, but what do you see from here? You see from here that the Gersa that Rabbi gave over to his students was Kezayit, Kezayit. The Safek of the students was, maybe there's another case as well, but clearly the Gersa of the Mishnah was not U Kezayit. The Gersa of the Mishnah was Kezayit, Kezayit. Did not have the vav. Now, we have a safek if that's included or not, but the Gersa that it was given over by the Benu HaKadosh, because that's why Levi had a question. I know I heard Kezayit, Kezayit. But I heard my other friends, they said Kezayit, Ukezayit. But I didn't learn that from my rabbi. My rabbi told me Kezayit, Kezayit. I just want to know, maybe he just gave me one case, but maybe there's other cases as well. But what do we prove from this whole story? That the Gersa that was given over was Kezayit, Kezayit. Our question was, what's the Gersa in the Mishnah? Is it Kezayit, Kezayit, or Kezayit, U Kezayit? From here, the story, you see that the Gersa was Kezayit, Kezayit. No, so then that means, which means Rabbi told them everything. So if Rabbi told them everything, then you can make a diyuk only in these cases, but not in one Kezayit. But one Kezayit, everybody will say, Erbu Machshavot. Mashiachin, just like he didn't tell him, U Kezayit is a Machloket, he didn't tell him Kezayit Dahad is a Machloket. If he leaves something, then he can say he left this also. But if he told them everything, so then says, you knew the Gersa. He says, you don't have a question, because to you the Mishnah was clear. It's Kezayit, Kezayit, and Kezayit, Ukezayit. Everything is Beferush. So whatever says in the Mishnah says, whatever doesn't, Rabbi Yehuda agrees. But Levi, he didn't hear everything. He just heard the Rabbi told him Kezayit, Kezayit. So he thought, maybe just like my rabbi left out the U, he also left out the one Kezayit. That's why he had a Sefek. That's why I had a Sefek. Oh, so therefore the Gemara. So what are we proving here? That the Gersa that was given over was Kezayit, Kezayit without a Vav. And the friends, the other rabbis learned Kezayit, Ukezayit with a Vav. But the B's Gersa was Kezayit, Kezayit. Oh, so the question is, which is the right Gersa or not? Which is a big Chiddush, by the way. Because I could say Kezayit, Kezayit, it's two separate items. That's when you go with the first Kavanah. But when you say it together, Kezayit, Ukezayit, I'm putting them together, what's first? Kezayit, Ukezayit. I want this Kezayit, I want Mechus Mekomo, Ukezayit, Tosis Mano. They're together. So the Gemara says, V'tib Ele Kezayit, Ukezayit, which means, why did Levi skip a step? Levi jumped to one Kezayit. He should have asked the first question, Kezayit, Ukezayit. Meaning, all the Levi told him was what? Kezayit, Kezayit. So he should have asked, Rabbi, when you said Kezayit, Kezayit, you mean also who? Why didn't he ask that question? Savar, I'll ask him one question, but from the one question, both questions will be understood. Because if I just ask them that question of the U, Hani ha iyamar li klala, kol sheken Kezayit the mahar bahutz, which means, if let's say I would ask him the question, Rabbi, what are you holding Kezayit to Kezayit? Now what does the Yehuda hold in that case over there? I mean Kezayit lemahar u Kezayit lebahutz. But I won't know from that question what he holds in one. Because why? Hani ha imamar li klala hakol yebarurim rav yashim li Kezayit lemahar kezayit tidur kederbun ahad. Right, which means like this. If he answers me on Kezayit Ukezayit, that's considered one, then for sure I got my answer on one Kezayit. However, but if he says by Kezayit Ukezayit that it's still separate, I don't answer my question on one. Which means like this. That's not good. If he would have asked the Rabbi, why do we hold by Kezayit Ukezayit? What does the Biyuda hold by Kezayit Ukezayit? So if he's going to say, Kezayit, Ukezayit, that's still considered separate. And therefore you go after the first item. He says, I still don't know the answer to one Kezayit. Just because you go separate on Kezayit, Ukezayit, it could be there because it's Kezayit, Ukezayit. Maybe but in the same one you don't know. That's why I couldn't ask him that question. He says, if he answers me that Kezayit, Ukezayit is considered one, then Koshiken, one is one. But if he answers me on Kezayit, Ukezayit, that it's separate, I don't know the answer by one. So I couldn't answer that question. However, so that's why I had to ask him, straight.
Yeah. What? So how do you get them out of
here? No, which means I'm asking him the real question. I'm asking, what's the deen over here? What's the deen on one? If I ask him deen on one, implicitly asking, he's saying that maybe when you told, like we said, maybe when you told me Kezayit, Kezayit, you meant not only Kezayit, Kezayit, you meant Kezayit, Ukezayit, just like you left that out. He left this out. Or maybe, no, it was not. It's the same way we left. Gemara says, goes away. He's, even the way he asked, maybe this is your question. He's, even the way he asked, so what did he ask him again? According to where we're learning it, one Kezayit. But two Machshavot, what does the Biyuda hold? So he says like this. Hatinach imamar lekezayit lemachar bachutz pelata. Let's say the rabbi would have answered him that when you put both kavanot in the same item, it's what? It's like separate items. And if you go after the first lashon, kol sheken kezayit u kezayit. Correct. Which means now, if he answered him in one kezayit, it's separate. Certainly in kezayit u kezayit, it's going to be separate. Ela iya amart la klala. Exactly. But if he tells him in one kezayit, it's all together. Akati kezayit u kezayit beveila. You don't know what he holds by kezayit u kezayit. It's your question. Even the way you asked it, you didn't solve it. Because whatever he answers you by one Kezayit, you're not going to know by kezayit or kezayit? Because if he answers you by one kezayit, it's separate. Or if it's separate in one koshkin, it's separate by kezayit or kezayit. But if he answers you by kezayit, it's all considered one. I say maybe only in one is considered together. But who says kezayit or kezayit is together? You're still not going to know the answer by kezayit or kezayit. So even the way you asked it, you're not going to get a full answer. So it says imken mirtah ratah. He would have got angry at me. Hashtag kezayit u kezayit klala kezayit lemachar bachutz mebaya. He could have figured it out from the way he answered him, which means if he would have gotten angry, he would have known. Which means he asked my rabbi, "What's the din on one kezayit?" If the rabbi would have told him about it, what are you talking about? Even if you said kezayit u kezayit, it's considered one. You're asking me on one? So from the fact that he didn't answer him like that, so he knew he was going to figure out from the way he's going to answer him. So what's the way he answered him? He said, kezayit u kezayit. Sorry, one kezayit is considered one. So he understood, only this is one, but the other one is considered separate. Because if the other one was considered one, he would have answered him. I understand you. You asking me on this? Even the other one's considered together. So from the fact, he says, he was going to get the answer the way he answered him. He says, Rabbi, it's basically say like this. He wants to know two things. He wants to know, what's the deen on kezayit ehad according to Rabbi Yehuda? And he wants to know, kezayit u kezayit. Those are two questions he wants to know. So he said, I'm going to ask him one. From one, I'll know the other one. So, I tell Rabbi, you're not going to know one from the other. Because you're asking him on one. If he tells you this is considered one, you have no idea. Maybe this is still considered two. Now if he says this is two, then you're right. Then of course again this is two. But if he answers this is one, you have no idea. No, I have an idea. Because when he answers me this is one, the way he answered me was one. He said, kezayit ahad, it's considered all one mahshava. From the fact that he didn't get angry at me, and he didn't tell me, what are you talking about? Even kezayit u kezayit is considered one. Coach again in this case. So that's what Gemara says. Imken mirtach latach. He would have gotten angry. Hashtag kezayit u kezayit. So therefore, that's why Levi was a hacham. Amazing. All this is trying to figure out. He wants to ask the rabbi two questions, but he only wants to ask one question that from the one answer he'll be able to solve. The other one, and he's going to get the answer based on how he's going to answer in his tone. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.